Lee, you're here at the National Farm Machinery Show. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are showing off at JCB this year.
Yeah, so we've got our full range of ag products on the booth here today. But we also have new compact products as well. So we've got our new high horsepower compact track loader, our 4TS. We also brought an extremely new model, so we're actually showing it for the first time. That is our 250T. So this is going to be a compact track loader with a rated operating capacity of 2,500 pounds. It's just a result of us listening to the customers releasing a new machine to the market. So,
really, you have a machine to fit every job out on the farm. And I think the compact really makes a difference for a small farmer who says, I really don't need a big one, but maybe something a little smaller, but get something to handle my job there.
Certainly. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of the farm or of the site, really. So, I mean, it's one of those that can become so useful to small operations as well as large. I mean, we see them kind of all sizes of farms are going to have at least one skid steer compact track loader, and JCB has a full range. I mean, we've got 12 different models now, so it's just something that, depending on the size of machine that the customer needs, we can provide a solution.
Talk about your larger models. What all do you have there for farmers who they may have interest on the farm?
As far as larger equipment? Yeah, so, I mean, we've got everything from the big payloaders here behind us with the wheel loaders, so everything up to our 457, which will be our largest at the moment. We have agricultural telehandlers that can run grapples. We can ground engage with them, so you can put buckets on them, push grain, those kind of applications. And then we've got our big farm tractors as well, so the fast tracks. And then unique product with the Telemaster, so it's a kind of like a telescopic payloader. So just kind of, you know, we love our telescopic booms here at JCB. We did invent the telehandler, so it's kind of, we continue that lineage of telescopic booms and try to put it on as much as possible, really provide solutions for the customers.
One you have displayed here has hay up there, but it could be a wide use for folks on the farm or in an agriculture type business.
Certainly. So, I mean, that one, yes, it's got the bale spears on it and all the things, but I mean, we can put grapples on them, any of the hydraulic attachments. So we see them, we got sweepers on them and, like I said, buckets. So we do make a telehandler that you can ground engage with. So we can extend that boom out and dig with it, push grain, silage, whatever it may be. We can do those applications where traditionally it's frowned upon with a telehandler. So
versatile machines. There's one here with a auger on it. That, I mean, you can do all types of jobs with the JCBs.
Yeah, I mean, that's our newest skid steer there, but yeah, I mean, really when it comes to things like that auger, one of the unique benefits of the JCB machine is that side door entry. So if we look at that machine with the auger on it, in that position, typically you would not be able to get out the machine without putting yourself in an unsafe situation. With the JCB, I could climb out of that machine with the auger in that position in the hole. We can verify positioning of it, get back in the machine safely. And that's one of the testaments to the JCB product when it comes to our compact track loaders and skid steers is, yes, they are different. Yes, they have one boom, but there's a reason for it. And it's that side door entry, because we've all heard the horror stories, especially in the ag world, of people getting hurt around these machines. Inherently, they're the most dangerous machine on a job site because, I mean, I was probably 10 years old the first time I got in a compact track loader. And it's still the case, and that's what people get hurt is because we take them for granted, we get complacent, and we really ultimately just have to get the job done, so we wind up putting ourselves in unsafe situations, and JCB set out to find a better way.
Like you said, a lot of people hop out just to make sure they're lined up correctly, and, you know, just to be able to do it from the side versus getting in front, as we typically see, really it's a real safety measure there. I think you're perfect on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we did it. I mean, and then we took it a step further and we put a telescopic boom on a compact track loader and a skid steer. So that just that expands the visibility. So we talk about running things like that auger. Well, now I can boom out and put that auger further out in front of me, and I can actually see and adjust the angle of my bit as it goes in the ground. So just adding another element of solution to the compact track loader with the telescopic boom. So
the size of it too, it makes it easy to get into narrow spots that you normally wouldn't be able to get a loader into.
Yeah, so I mean, especially the smaller size machines, so the 215, the 250 are real compact machines. So you talk of low roof barns, a lot of times our poultry farmers, height becomes a concern. They like to keep the roofs low for heat in the poultry barns and those kind of things. So we we took height into consideration on designing those two machines. But then as we get into the larger machines, it's really, at that point, you're now, hey, we've got to put more power to them. The machines are growing in size, and they're all about the power. So, and that's what we see when it came to the development on just everyone wanted more power. So just give us everything. So
talk about power. What kind of engine are you guys putting in the compact?
So compact engines will run a Kohler by JCB. So 74 horsepower and the smaller machines. So the 215 and the 250, all of our larger compact track loaders and skid steers run a JCB EcoMax engine. So this is going to be the same engine that we find in our telehandlers, in our wheel loaders, a number of other products throughout the JCB range, and it is manufactured by us. So, yeah, little interesting fact, we just produced our 1,000,000th engine at the end of last year. So this engine is no stranger to us. It's something we've been making for quite some time, and it is common throughout our range, which helps with parts availability and serviceability, those kind of things. So, I mean, parts are accessible because it's in everything. I mean, we sell more telehandlers into the market in North America than anyone else. The filters on that telehandler are going to be the same as what's on our large compact track loaders. So it's just one of those ways that we make it easy for the customer to service the machine, put one part number of oil filter on the shelf if you've got a fleet of JCB. Really easy to get a part if something was to go wrong.
I have to go 14 places to get something repaired, right?
It's an extremely common component. So, I mean, that's one of the things with JCB is we like to make service easy.
Good dealer network to stand behind it, I'm sure.
Yeah, extremely strong dealer networks, over 400 dealers across North America. We've also got 4 parts warehouses throughout North America. We're expanding our Chicago warehouse right now. So it's big focus on serviceability and being able to get the customer the parts when they need them.
Listen, great to visit with you at the Farm Machinery. Enjoy your time here while you're at the Farm Machinery Show, and hope you have a great, great visit here. And let us show a lot of folks these could be here out through Saturday, I guess. Or
no, sir. Unfortunately, I'm leaving out in the morning. So it's my little girl's birthday. She turns 5 tomorrow, so I'm headed home for that. So
smart man, headed home for birthday. Right?
Yes, that and Valentine's Day right there together. So I'm staying out of trouble.
Smart man. Yes, good luck. Hope you have a great Valentine and great birthday party tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.